Good morning, friends. The tens of Baltia 3 and Germany 3 prepared a preparation for us. We'll start with a reading from Rabash. We gather here to establish a society where each of us follows the spirit of bestowing upon the Creator. And to achieve bestowal upon the Creator, we must begin with bestowal upon men, which is called love of others. And love of others can only be through revoking of one's self. Thus, on the one hand, each person should feel lowly, and on the other hand, be proud that the Creator has given us the chance to be in a society where each of us has but a single goal, for the Shekhinah to be among us. An active workshop question. How can we express how proud we are that the Creator has given us the opportunity to be in this lesson? In a reflected response, if we see that we are before the Creator in the ten, then we are constantly at least in joy and gratitude, in upliftment, yearning for connection. And though we have yet to come to the complete annulment, we're in a place where we will receive it, which advances us more, another step towards the annulment. It's simply an excellent question, very powerful. Also in the fact that what we're engaged in, who we're working for, and who we're working with, we, as we've been taken truly from below, and we're given this respectable work. And it's not only if we measure this relative to the world, then it's of course that from the state of the world, which is deteriorating in a amazing, horrible pace, but we have the possibility to work and resemble the Creator, which is the main intention we have. I agree with the friends. There's a sensation of gratitude and joy for the privilege we were given to serve the Creator, to be a partner to the Creator in the thought of creation, to help build this kli through which we will be able to illuminate the whole of humanity. We have a huge privilege in being together with the world kli, which is so immense, so diversified, as the Creator has truly chose all the friends in such a special way and brought us to this society and gave us this method. We're truly, it's truly like a gift and we can't understand how we could be more worthy than others, but exactly, we were given an opportunity so that we will be able to have where, what to do, how to pass this onwards to everyone as well. It's truly a gift from above. Yes, love from above, and truly this love of this unit to be in such an exalted goal so that we can remain and grasp such a response, and all from this goal together, from this connection, we're seeking the unit, the Creator, who brought us so that we will fill this together, together with the world Kli, with the friends, the amazing friends, and such a great Rav. All of this is one great honor to be here.
So the friends really said everything. Look how many thousands of people from all around the planet that the Creator brought together, men and women, more than thousands, in order to discover the Creator, the force of love and bestowal. Woman.
The privilege of discovering love and to touch what we call the tree of life, which all of humanity would love to be able to do and pass on as well and be special that way.
And that means the connection between us and discovery of the upper force that appears in this action. That's what we attain, that we transmit.
So the upper force already put us here together with the whole world Kli, with truly thousands of people aimed towards the same goal. On our behalf, we want to see and show the abilities and the yearning for the goal. Yes, our desire will adhere to the will of the Creator.
Yes, and with the great friends, listening to what they say, together with our Rav, it's a very, very big pride.
We're going to read another source material from Rabash. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when one has great strength, he can execute the love of others. And then he can achieve the love of God. But the condition is that each will annul before the other. However, when he is separated from his friend, he cannot receive the share he should receive from his friend. Rather, each should say that he is nothing compared to his friend.
Вопрос для активного семинара.
Question for an active workshop. How do we annul before the friends in order to become one mass in this lesson?
כיצד אנו יכולים להתבטל לפני החברים כדי להפוך לגוש אחד בשיעור הזה?
How can we annul before each other to become one mass in this lesson? This is by seeing that the 10 is found in an effort to connect and under the influence of the Creator, creating this network where there is a single influence.
To that state of nullification, we need the help of the Creator, and we have the opportunity now for 3 hours to be close to the reforming light, to demand, to ask it for the friends, so that they will be able to annul and come closer to the desires of each other.
How can we annul before the friends in order to become one mass in this lesson? We have to annul before our common goal, that we want to be as one man in one heart. Want to be truly as one mass, one drop, that we want to merge with the upper force that wants to correct us, the light that reforms, and we demand it. We want to be a conduit to both nullify before the upper one and also convey that to others.
Each should ask to cancel his own authority and nullify himself, become a zero, and if we all do this together with an inclination inwards to the center of the ten, canceling our thoughts and desires and seeking the center of the ten, there inside we will discover that point of connection and nullification.
We basically can't, but we can ask together from the Creator that He'll do it for us. And everyone can ask it for the friends right here and now in this lesson.
To nullify, if you can hear me. To nullify before the friends, before all of Bnei Baruch. This is the only possibility to help the friends, to rise more, to help them advance.
What's beautiful about our path is it's either we are one or we are nothing.
Молитва в тишине. A silent prayer.
Старается внести данную молитву.
Each friend will try to bring this prayer into his heart. Creator, we thank you for gathering us together in this lesson so that we can unite and bring you contentment.